President Clinton's whistle-stop trip to the Democratic Convention here is almost finished. His 21st Century Express campaign train rolled through Michigan today. At a stop in Kalamazoo, the president carried out what has become a ritual on this trip, the daily policy announcement, this time about the environment.
Joining us is NPR's Mara Liasson, who's been traveling with the president. And Mara, you and the rest of the press, you're being given a daily feed of news. And today, the main course was to be the environment. What did the president say in Kalamazoo?
That's right. The president stopped in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He's in a public park. I don't know if you can hear the high school band behind me, but he announced today that he was going to be asking for another $1.9 billion to spend on Superfund cleanup. He wants to accelerate the rate at which toxic sites are cleaned up. He's also asking for a new environmental crimes bill that will make it easier to prosecute people who dump toxic waste. And he's offering a little more money, $300 million, for some grants to cities who want to clean up inner city toxic waste sites that could be turned into business developments. He's also got an idea for a family-friendly environmental information system where information would be posted on the internet so that families could find out information about the environmental quality in their town. Like education and crime, the environment is an issue that does appeal to the suburban swing voters that the Clinton campaign has targeted. But basically, these policy announcements amount to props on this campaign trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of props, I can hear the high school band a bit there in the background. What actually happens at these stops? I mean, does the president get out there and press the flesh? Is he enjoying this?
He presses the flesh like there's no tomorrow. You know, President Clinton often jokes that he lives in the crown jewel of the United States penal system, the White House. He clearly enjoys being out. I saw him at one event come off the back porch of his train. He comes down this bunting-draped train car, bounds up onto the podium. People are reaching out for him as he's going up the steps, and he's mouthing to them, "I'll be back, I'll be back." President Clinton has that salesman's belief in himself that if he can just get to every single person, he could get 100% of the vote.
Now, as he makes speeches on this trip, is he saying the same thing we're hearing from the convention, which is lots of talk about the Dole Gingrich Congress? Is he going on about the Republican Congress a great deal?
Well, he sure is, Robert, but I'll tell you who mentions it even more than he does, and those are the Democratic congressional candidates that he lends his support to just by having them on the stage beside him. Today, one of the candidates who's running for a congressional seat in Michigan said the Republicans have declared war against the United States. They called this a revolution. It's a war against teachers and working people, and the only thing that stopped that war from being successful is the president. And listening to these Democratic candidates, you'd think it was the president's veto pen that was the candidate.
Well, do all of these initiatives that the president is offering this week, do they seem to make the beginnings of an agenda for a second term in the White House if he's successful?
Well, they are the beginnings of a second term agenda. The big question is, do they add up to something that's inspiring, something that can get the president a mandate, something that can give him not just a successful term, but something that can get him into the history books? And that's really the challenge for him tomorrow night. When he makes that acceptance speech in Chicago, he's going to have to take this grab bag of small, very popular proposals on the V-chip and school uniforms and literacy and the environment and try to put them into a larger vision and make them mean something.
Well, Mara Liasson, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Mara Liasson, who is traveling with President Clinton.